You're listening to SBS News.
They're born in India, but proud Australians.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
Looking to have a voice representing all Australians.
Hello, thank you.
Pinky Singh is a first-time candidate from the LNP in the Brisbane seat of McConnell. Of Punjabi background, she moved to Australia 2 decades ago.
I do believe that we need a diversity on the floor of Parliament. And I'm very proud that I'm doing this. Because I do feel that there's a cultural barrier, language, and they all are here just to inspire many more.
These candidates are from Queensland's third largest immigrant group after the English and New Zealanders, and all are high-profile Indian community members. Tamil Nadu-born Palani Thevar is a first-time Labor candidate in Maywar and a former president of the Federation of Indian Communities Queensland.
We should be part of that to making difference, resolve this issue, not being a spectator, being a decision maker, so you can create a better community.
Despite hailing from the world's largest democracy, for 25 years, no Indian has sat in Queensland's parliament since Labor's Anne Warner's 12-year term ended in 1995.
It's classism, it's racism, it's otherness. It's a whole range of issues. Those people, the people that run the, do the numbers, as it's called, within the political parties, who try and pick candidates that they think will have the greatest degree of success. And the last thing they want is for somebody to have what they would see as an impediment.
British raised from childhood, Anglo-Indian Anne Warner was Queensland's first and only Indian-born MP, and against the odds candidate who became a surprise victor, then a minister, a first for a woman of colour. She says it's time Australians understood India.
But you also have a country that is on the cusp of becoming incredibly economically important in the world. I think that it would be to Australia's advantage to encourage that connection. And of course, there's a whole range of cultural aspects which are very similar. Both been colonised by Britain, both places speak English, and let's not forget cricket, which of course is a passion for both countries.
Candidates like Palani Thevar believe it's about getting out to be seen, heard and accepted.
Racism is not a big issue. What happens sometimes, misunderstanding. When I'm talking, I have an accent. People, when they listen to people, they like to listen Australian accent. It's a normal thing. People, when they come with a different colour, people have a different opinion. But once they are friends and interacting, it makes it really easy.
A two-time Pauline Hanson's One Nation candidate in the seat of Bancroft, Nick Iredi, says race isn't a barrier and denies his party is racist.
It's just not about talking about the Indian community, but we definitely need some young Australians coming forward, with fresh ideas, to deliver for the community, for Queenslanders and for Australians. And I believe this is the only party that speaks up for all Australians, doesn't matter where you come from.
And their chances? Third-time Greens candidate Nav Singh is running in Jordan and concedes he has little hope of winning.
It is more important to bring awareness. It is not one-day affair. It is not about winning. It is about raising the voice for the correct thing. It will be good for the whole community, not only for Indian community, for everyone.
The others, like Pinky Singh, hold out hope for victory.
I don't believe in winnable or non-winnable seat, I do believe that if your mindset is right and you're genuine.
Dr. Juliet Peach from Griffith University is the author of the book Race, Ethnicity and the Participation Gap. She looks at Australia's dramatic lag behind Canada, the United States and the United Kingdom on immigrant parliamentary representation and accuses the parties of pre-selection tokenism.
Has that symbolic impact that they care about ethnic issues, they care about representation. In Australia, we're much more fearful to talk about these issues, that about structural inequality, about political inequality, and that goes right back to our history of the White Australia policy.
Her prediction for the Indian candidates is grim.
It's a common pattern that we see right across Australia is that I think all four candidates are in what I would consider as unwinnable seats. But we need to go to the next step and ensure that they are also placed in seats where they have a chance.
But all candidates have a common political goal, like Anne Warner, to inspire the next generation one day to achieve a government of, by and for all people.
I think it's absolutely essential if we're going to call ourselves a democracy, because the truth of the matter is that the society is not homogenous. It is made up of a large number of different groups of people, and those people have aspirations, they have rights, they have desires, they have a right to be treated equally, and one of the ways that you can demonstrate that equality is through the representation in the parliament.
Stefan Armbruster, SBS News.